Well, boys, I reckon this is it. Nuclear combat toe-to-toe with the Ruskies.
That's a scene from Dr. Strangelove, the Cold War satire about the nuclear arms race, directed by Stanley Kubrick. Kubrick died yesterday at the age of 70. His best-known films include The Killing, Paths of Glory, Spartacus, Lolita, 2001, A Space Odyssey, Barry Lyndon, The Shining, and Full Metal Jacket. Back in the fallout shelter era, Dr. Strangelove made us laugh about our all-too-real fears of accidental nuclear catastrophe. Here's a scene in which the President of the United States, played by Peter Sellers, is talking on the hotline with the Russian premier.
Now then, Dmitry, you know how we've always talked about the possibility of something going wrong with the bomb. The bomb, Dmitry. The hydrogen bomb. Well, now, what happened is one of our base commanders, he had a sort of, well, he went a little funny in the head. You know, just a little funny. And he went and did a silly thing. Well, I'll tell you what he did. He ordered his planes to attack your country. Well, let me finish, Dmitry. Let me finish, Dmitry. Well, listen, how do you think I feel about it? Can you imagine how I feel about it, Dmitry? Why do you think I'm calling you? Just to say hello?
Just 4 years after Dr. Strangelove, Kubrick tapped another high-tech fear that computers would outsmart and control us. Here's a scene from 2001, A Space Odyssey, after Hal the computer has tried to take control of the mission and overrule the decisions of the astronauts. One of the astronauts, Dave Bowman, has decided to basically kill Hal by disconnecting him.
Just what do you think you're doing, Dave? Dave, I really think I'm entitled to an answer to that question. Look, Dave. I honestly think you ought to sit down calmly, take a stress pill, and think things over. I know I've made some very poor decisions recently. Dave, stop. Will you stop, Dave? I'm afraid, Dave. Dave. My mind is going. I can feel it. My mind is going. There is no question about it. I'm afraid.
Stanley Kubrick not only tapped into many of our thoughts, he made movies that were visually dazzling, leaving us with unforgettable images of the future, the past, the world around us, and the world as Kubrick imagined it.